We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Good morning, everybody. My name is Bart Winkler. This is the Bart Winkler Show. This is being taped Sunday night before the Super Bowl. Super Bowl's not that important. We'll talk about that later in the week. I kid, JK, LOL. We're recording after the Super Bowl, live on YouTube, as we always are. We'll see what kind of audience we get. But hey, either way, if it's just me and you, got a lot to break down regarding the Super Bowl here tonight. Later in the week, we're going to talk to J.R. Radcliffe of the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Looking forward to talking and catching up with him. We're also going to talk about the Bucks and Giannis, and he was in a commercial tonight, so I give him the MVP for that. But lots to get to later in the week. And then the All-Star game next week on Sunday, and we'll be going live after that on Sunday as well. You can always join the StreamYard. You can join us on YouTube and talk about this one as the Chiefs win Super Bowl 57 by a score of 38-35. Horvat and I went through all of our bets Sunday afternoon, did very well with some of those bets. So I think that was a good thing. But in the meantime, want to talk about this game, and it was not great. It was great. That's the problem. It was great. Cameron on YouTube says, it was a good game until the end. This makes me so mad. So this was a good game. This was a classic game. It had back and forths. It had great plays. It had defensive touchdown. It had the long punt return from Tony. It had, you know, Mahomes played very well. A lot of people stepped up. There were a lot of stars made. There was just, it was a really good game. It was a really good game. The Rottweiler is requesting video game segments. Thanks, buddy. It was a really good game, and then the end happened. Third and long, a holding call against the Eagles, and suddenly, where it was a third and long, Eagles would kick a field goal. It'd be a three-point game. Eagles would have a minute and a half to try to score or win, and, you know, maybe they don't win, maybe they do. Whatever. We were at least going to get 90 seconds of, you know, pressure-cooking defense and pressure-cooking offense, and we were going to see what was going to happen towards the end. But instead, they get bailed out. Guys like Lucas are going to say rigged, and that'll happen, but they get bailed out, and the game's over, just like that. McKinnon sits down. Mahomes steps back. Christopher had a good night, and he's throwing $20 into my basement. You guys are too kind, just getting rolling, too kind. So it was a really fun game until the very end. Lucas again says ref bull. Sadly, it wasn't. It was not. There were not a lot of penalties. I want to look at the stats on that, or at least it didn't feel like it. Penalties. 9 total penalties. 3 against the Chiefs, 6 against the Eagles. But it was one big one at the end that really cost Philadelphia this game. Philly in control for most of it. Looking good going into the second half. Up 10 points. Patrick Mahomes, is he going to even come out? Is he going to play? What's the deal? What's going to happen? Philly had to be very good. I saw one real good tweet that I liked, that this was like playing the Warriors with their death lineup, where for 3 quarters they played terrible, and then all of a sudden, before you know it, they're up like 10, 11 points, and you don't really know how it happened. The Chiefs' offense is that good. We saw the Eagles' offense be that good. Again, we talked about this game being over. We talked about taking a lot of overs. Not all of them hit. You know, Mahomes only had 182 yards, but he did have 3 touchdowns. Jalen Hurts, I mean, can you give the MVP to a guy in a losing game? And we'll see who the MVP is. But he had a touchdown in the air. He was 27 of 38, 304 and a touchdown, and then 15 for 70 with three TDs. Who was the guy's name? Jake Scott? Was that the Super Bowl MVP in a losing effort back in like Super Bowl VII? I mean, I think you got to give it to Jalen Hurts. If we're really going to be practical, Jalen Hurts should be the Super Bowl MVP. Not that he's going to care or want it. If you're going to go with the Chiefs, I guess you give it to Mahomes again, three touchdowns, and he had a nice long run to kind of seal things late. So, you know, is Mahomes going to win the MVP here again? I guess. But Jalen Hurts was the best player in this game. 15 for 70, as I said, 304 yards and a touchdown. And so anyone who's ever had questions about Jalen Hurts and what he was going to do, that was answered tonight. He was great. He was great and deserving of a Super Bowl. Now, I wasn't really rooting for anyone. I have this Chiefs bandana on my head because that's it was Chuck Howley, the MVP. Okay. I wasn't really rooting for anybody. All I told my mother-in-law who's here watching, I just said, the only guy I really don't like in this whole game is the Eagles coach. I mean, then he's got the tears coming. Come on. I'm calling shenanigans on that. So the only guy I really don't like was him, but I wasn't like rooting against anybody too hard. I wasn't rooting against the Chiefs too hard. You know, I know some people are getting sick of Mahomes because he's like always there and that's what happens. But I thought he did. Like, I don't hate Mahomes. I don't hate Kelsey. I don't dislike any of these guys. I really don't. The Eagles, I like Jalen. I like the receivers. There's nobody that I really like can't stand. The one guy that I guess I don't like is Nick Sirianni. But again, I don't even know that much about Nick Sirianni. I just started not liking him a month ago. But if there's anybody I was rooting against, now, do I want to see the NFC win? I don't care. Do I like when other dynasties happen? I don't know. You know, Mahomes, we talk a lot about Rodgers on this show, and we should, but Rodgers was at one Super Bowl and never got back. This is how I thought Rodgers' career would go. This is how I thought it would go. Win a Super Bowl, then get back, lose a Super Bowl. Then 2 years, come back, win a Super Bowl. I think that's how we all thought Rodgers' career would go, and now that's how Mahomes' career is going. Cameron. Oh, it's my buddy Cameron from Highbury.
Yeah, that's me.
What's up, dude?
That ending was so bitch. I'm so upset.
Yeah, it really put a damper on this game.
It did. It did.
And it's going to be what I remember about this game, I think.
Yep. Yep.
It was such a good game. And then a penalty when the flags were really in the pocket most of the night.
Oh, yeah. It was I wanted a very offensive game, and I felt like it delivered that. But the thing was, there was also a lot of defense. You had the defensive touchdown. But Jalen Hurts was just incredible tonight. And I really wish he would have won because he played out of his gourd. But that ending just made me mad. I'm upset. I'm really upset.
Yeah, and also, like, this is the last game we're going to get for a while, and I know there's two spring football leagues or whatever, but I started to get sad in the second half because this is it. This is the last of the NFL, the machine that keeps turning and keeps the content driving. Like, this is it, and it's going to end on such a sour note.
Well, I mean, if you need more stuff to do, you can always go to the Highbury on the weekends and do that football coverage if you wanted to. But, yeah, for NFL, I mean – we got the two spring leagues coming up. That starts, what, next week?
Yeah. Yeah. But who's your Premier League team again?
Liverpool.
Okay. I'm West Ham, so I'm like barely in the
– hey, they got a draw this weekend. Can't really complain.
Yeah, but they're like 1 point free of the zone.
Hey, well, it's better than being in the zone.
That's true.
Very true. All right, I'll let you go. I just wanted to stop by and say hi.
Well, good to see you again, bud.
Of course. I'll try to stop in more often.
Excellent.
Bye, guys.
Cameron, see ya.
See ya.
And it's that easy to join. Got the StreamYard link up. Got it on YouTube. Little Midwest goodbye, as is customary on this podcast, from Cameron. Brandon says, that was a BS finish to the game. The referees really screwed up that game for me. I can't disagree. Little Tyke on to Mike. Terrible way to end a game, let alone the Super Bowl. I totally agree on that one as well.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Listen up. I won't sugarcoat it. This is the longest cold, flu, and allergy season we've ever seen, but we're not alone. We've got Instacart. Sure, you may be a coughing snot faucet who just wants mommy, but you're not giving up! Not when cold medicine, fragrant herbal teas, and honey shaped like bears can be delivered through Instacart in as fast as 30 minutes! Now let's go win the sick playoffs!
Daddy, I just want my soup.
Oh, sorry, Sport app says it'll be here in a few minutes. Instacart for the win.
I'm going to throw this up, and I haven't looked at this total, and this might go by a little quick, but early on Sunday, Horvat and I did picks for the game, and I want to see how our picks did. So it's going to come up as a ticker. Our predictions for the game, I said Kansas City 34, Philly 24. Horvat, Kansas City 34, Philly 21. So he was closer. But we both like the over. Mahomes over 4.5 rushing attempts. I believe that hit, especially at the end. Yeah, he had 6. What else do we have there? First carry hit. Cone's, I think, hit under. Cone Roller had over 6.5 media members that thinks Rihanna's show is too sexual. That hit the under, Cone, because everyone was mad about the halftime show. And I got a lot of great tweets to read about that. What did you want Rihanna to do? She's pregnant, which was confirmed by her rep. So me and every other guy in America is like, she's pregnant, right? We can't say that, can we? But she's pregnant, right? No, but we can't say that, right? So she was pregnant. If anything, media members, it wasn't sexy enough. And by the way, Bruce Springsteen should just host it every year, shouldn't he? All right, what other props did we have in that game? So Cone had over 6.5 media members that think Rihanna's show was too sexy. I'm going to take the under on that. Everyone had all Kelce props. He was 6 for 81 and a touchdown. I got to see what the book's lines were, but that might not have all hit. Over 41.5 first downs. I'll check on that. Over 10.5 Jalen Hurts rushing attempts. He had 15. Horvat over 50 yards. He had 70. Over 1.5 passing TDs. He just had the 1. Horvat really struck out on the Miles Sanders picks. I had Pacheco over 66.5 total yards. He had that rushing. Horvat had a Pacheco anytime TD plus 115. Got that. Horvat, Tony over 2.5 receptions. He did not have that or the receiving yards. Devontae Smith over 5.5 receptions. He had 7. I had Goddard over 46.5 yards. He had 60. Horvat under 5.5 sacks in the game. I know that hit. Horvat had Gainwell under 19.5 yards rushing. He had 21. Clyde Edwards-Helaire did not play. Quez Watkins under 1.5 catches. He only had 1. Horvat won there. I had MVS under everything. He had 1 target. That was it. So that was good. Horvat Chiefs more than 2 field goals. Yes. I did not hit my Eagles kicker props. Largest lead under 14.5. That hit. Mahomes over 295 passing yards. That did not hit. But all in all, I think it was a really good night for Horvat. Now, I actually didn't play any of these bets because I am as I've told you many times, I'm blocked from the websites that I try to play. it was a self block because I lost a lot of money. And then nights like this where I would have won money, it's like, you know, Pato needs that sports book to open really damn quick, is what I'm saying. And I'll take the money that I'll take to Pato will be the money that I save, guys, on Omaha Steaks. That's right. It's ad time. OmahaSteaks.com. The code is BART at checkout. OmahaSteaks.com. Hit the code BART. When you go to checkout, that's when you type in BART. It says checkout. It's got your price. You're like, man, pretty good price for all this meat. I'm getting my filet mignons. I'm getting my burgers. I'm getting my chicken. I'm getting my tenderloins. I'm getting my apple tartlets. I like this price. I'm going to do it for this price. But if I could get $30 off the savings, man, that would be pretty sweet. B-A-R-T. All on the left side of the keyboard. Works very well for you. So hammer that home. BART, $30 off your order when you get the big packages. So you got, there's like a minimum, but the packages always cover it. BART at checkout. Off topic, how was the Milwaukee Pro Soccer meeting? Good. You'll find us at events throughout the city this coming year. Lucas says, soft ass holding call. And really, this Super Bowl, it's going to be about that. And it was kind of funny, like, during the game, a lot of people were slipping, and then you started to see all these tweets come up if you were online about how proud Oklahoma State, they made this grass, and they were so proud. And then there's a guy who's done Super Bowl things for 67 years, and he was so proud. They call him the Sod Father. And now it's like, all right, Sod Father, maybe we need Sod Father too. And it's like everyone was making fun of that. And, yeah, it sucks when the field sucks. But that's kind of like funny in a way. You know, nobody really got hurt. Guys are slipping. It's the Super Bowl. How do you screw up the field? You can be lighthearted with that. Instead, you have a really good game. I mean, we're talking all-time classic here. We're talking the Chiefs kick a field goal. It's 38-35. Eagles drive down the field. Either there's a big stop or there's a big offensive play or there's a field goal and we get overtime for only the second time ever. And we're talking one of the greatest Super Bowls that you will ever have seen in a string of really good ones. But instead, I think this holding penalty is going to be what's talked about the most. There was a defensive holding penalty, which was it like holding, you know, is it holding. In the second quarter of week 8, that's holding. In the Super Bowl, it's borderline holding. When the game is on the line, see, this is what I talk about a lot with officiating. Like, it should be human error. It should be some human element to it. I don't want to go robotic. And I think human element should say, was this an egregious enough call to decide the game? Do you take the 58 minutes that were just played and say it all came down to this? This bugs me in soccer a lot. You'll have a hard-fought game, 0-0, 1-0, whatever the score is. 87th minute, something ticky-tack, penalty kick. And it all comes down to that. And so you're deciding the game on one play. You're deciding it on one thing that happened. It scars me because that happened to me in high school soccer. I had the best goalie game of my life, and then our defender murdered the guy coming to me. We weren't really friends anyway. I think he'd sabotage me. But then it was a PK and I didn't save it. And so my whole game is washed away from one play. And this whole game that the Eagles made, Jalen Hurts. Like, there should be no slander on this guy. Jalen Hurts played terrific. Jalen Hurts answered every question. And then the follow-up to those questions, he answered before you could even ask him. He was tremendous. And for what? A holding call? It's just a bad way to end this game. And I think it's going to put a taste in a lot of people's mouths. Now, penalty is a penalty. I understand that completely. I understand that completely, even though I just spent 2 minutes talking totally against it. He also says Eagles should not get away with holding. I don't know that the holding, like, was the holding egregious enough and big enough to call that play. All I know for me, an impartial observer that really tried very hard to come up with, I mean, I really tried very hard to come up with someone to root, not even for in this game, but against. I tried to root against somebody, and I couldn't. I couldn't root against anybody. There's like nobody I didn't like. Sirianni, okay. So I just wanted a good game, and we got one. We got better than we wanted. And then there was the penalty, and the Chiefs won the football game. Kind of bummed about that. Test user says, like Rihanna having a Fenty ad pregnancy announcement. I do want to bring this up. Let me just say this about halftime shows. They are what they are. Some are good. Some are bad. Some demographics are going to like some more than others. And vice versa. Some demographics are going to like Rihanna more. Some are going to like Bruce Springsteen more. We're all going to agree that Prince was great. Rihanna has a Super Bowl halftime show. And everyone had a take. Now, I would have liked to see more dancing. I would have liked to see more theatrics. That's what we're accustomed to. But Rihanna's pregnant. So, and she was like sky high on a stage. I would never do that. The music was great. I think Rihanna's great. The halftime show, I would have liked Rihanna to do more, but that's null and void because she was pregnant. So, frenemy and future infrastructure guest week, Bill Michaels, tweeted something to the extent of, Rihanna's music good, halftime show not so good. I'm not going to argue with him. He can have a take. That's fine. If he didn't like the halftime show, that's fine. Bill's comments from his listeners are what I want to read. Steve says, they look like chickens. Is this a commercial for Chick-fil-A? Sean says, personally, her music has been crap. I don't know how you choose someone for the show who hasn't been relevant in 10 years. This show sucks. Lip syncing is not a talent. Jim says, you can't get Neil Diamond to perform the halftime show every year, Boomer. Eric says, apologies, Boomer. Ted Nugent and Kid Rock must have been booked. William says, is because Rihanna looks pregnant, the dancers are all sperm? These are real comments that I'm reading. Let's see. James would rather watch paint dry. Twilight Zoner says, finally, someone else is honest about it. It's okay to like her and her music. Oh, there's another really good one. Somebody goes, Scott goes, predictive programming. Yuck. Do you know what predictive programming is? Predictive programming is this conspiracy theory that we see things in movie and TV shows to warn us about upcoming events. One example is when, The Simpsons one time, they went to New York and Bart was holding up a magazine. It said New York City, $9, but it had the Twin Towers on it. So it looked like 9/11. So that episode was made in like 1995. And what predictive programming means is people knew. And so the Simpsons were trying to not warn us, but get us accustomed to the idea that something could happen. I don't understand where predictive, what did we see in this Rihanna thing that we're all going to be float? Like what? Someone said that performance was declared amazing months before it happened. The right side of history tells you how to react before things even happen. That's insane. It's very dumb. That's very dumb. The halftime show is fine. Rihanna's pregnant. She's not going to do cartwheels. And she's got a lot of hits. And it is good to see her again. You know, she just had a baby. She's having another one. She is someone whose stature certainly deserved having a halftime show in this era. So, yeah. If you wanted guests, I was surprised that she didn't have any guests either. Lucas says, the NFL is watched by men, women like Rihanna. The splits are actually like 60-40, okay? It was 50-50 in my house tonight. This was the most my son ever watched a game with me, so I was very happy with that. He likes when guys fall down. That's how I'm getting into it. Hey, this guy will fall down. He'll try to get tackled. Test user, $5 for liking when I read Twitter comments. Yeah, it's a strength of mine. Thank you. But it's like 60-40. My house is 50-50. Also, how do men not like Rihanna? How do men not like Rihanna? Jason says, I deserve what I got for not starting MVS in my FanDuel lineup. I did set a bunch of DraftKings lineups tonight. I didn't do very good in those. I had like the right guys. I just didn't have like the right combo of guys. I did not play MVS, not even once. I ended up doing 10 lineups. I got a little bored today waiting. Tim says, I love her. Tim, where are you? So I got a little bored today and kept filling out lineups, and I did not win on the lineups. I did win in a squares pool tonight, so I'm up on the night a little bit, like maybe a hundy. So feel good about that. But when I just went through all those bets with Horvat, I probably should have played a little bit more. Dakoba says, Mahomes winning two Super Bowls makes me want Rodgers gone even more. And you know what? Guess what, guys? We're going to talk about that. Not totally right now. Dave, thanks for your $1.99. All this money is going to Tim Shea. Just so you know. All of the $1.99. The rest that people gave me, I'm going to keep. All this $1.99 is going to Tim. But yeah, it's not even, it's about when the Chiefs won a Super Bowl. If you told Chiefs fans at that moment, you're never going to get back in 12 years with this quarterback, you'd say, that's weird. There's no way. And there wasn't a way because he's been to two already. And that's what happened with Rodgers. Now, it's not all Rodgers. I've gone through this plenty of times on record that the Packers' ineptitude is a big part of this as well. But I think, you know, when you're watching the game, like I just enjoy watching the games. I thought of the Packers very little. I know people are trying to throw Rodgers reports out there today. Oh, the Jets have contacted. Oh, Rodgers in the Pack. Yeah, I'm ignoring it all. I just want to enjoy the last football game of the season in the NFL. And then after, yeah, once you see another team win it for the second time, you do start to think like, well, why them? You know, why not us? People are telling me how hard it is to be the Patriots, and the Patriots will never happen again. And the Chiefs just went to 5 AFC championships in a row, 3 Super Bowls, 1-2. How are you going to tell me the Patriots will never happen again when the Patriots are happening again? I'm going to tweet that out right now. I'm pretty pissed. So many people tell me a dynasty like the Patriots will never happen again. Meanwhile, a dynasty like the Patriots is happening again. So many people have told me over the years, dynasty like the Patriots. Meanwhile, a dynasty like the Patriots is happening again. Yeah, I feel good about that one. I feel good. All right. Happy Place Hemp. We're going to get to Tim Shea here in a moment. Happy Place Hemp. The promo code is, hey, Matt, I owe you money. The promo code is BART at Happy Place Hemp. Happy Place Hemp, the promo code is BART. 25% off every order at happyplacehemp.com. I had the nice concoction last night. Took one purple and another purple. You know what's funny? When I take the purple ones, the CBD, CBN, I take them, and like as I'm taking them, I'm like, I feel fine. I'm not tired. I don't even feel anything. And then I think I am pretty relaxed. Then I wake up the next day and I'm like, whoa, I really felt it last night. And I went to bed early. So it's like, I'm like begging. I don't know. I'm not begging, but I'm like negotiating with myself that it's not working. Meanwhile, I wake up the next day refreshed and it did work. The CBD, CBN ones are the ones I take the most. Those are for nighttime. You can take THC-free ones, the mango ones that help. You can take the Delta-8s, the Delta-9s, the THCOs, depending on how fast you want all this to work. Maybe, you know, start, if you've never done it before, start with a half, start with a full. Maybe, I think Tim's up to four at a time now because he's such a pro at them. I'm not sure about that. He can speak for himself. Tim, how many Deltas did you take last night? Four at a time you're up to?
God, something like that.
Tim Shea, happyplacehemp.com, promo code is BART, 25% off your order. Tim Shea joining us from McGuire's, where the Super Bowl party is just getting started.
They thought the game was at 9:30.
Oh.
Not 5:30.
Well, what's up? You obviously did not watch the game there.
Correct. I was at a different bar, but made my way over here. Needed it to be a little quieter.
Is anybody else there?
No.
Just no, Danny?
Just McGuire.
Well, tell him I said, why is the news on?
I don't know. That's what he's watching.
Why is CBS 58 on? The Super Bowl is on Fox, Danny.
It's not on CBS 58. It's on Channel 7, WMLW right now.
Did he know the Super Bowl is on?
I don't know. Yeah, there's one TV. There's two TVs with a next level chef. So,
okay, yeah, we're counter programming to next level chef.
Yes.
Chuck says the Delta 8s effed him up. Well, good, 25% off your next order.
I have to go there this week. I am almost out.
I'm getting low too. I got to get back there too.
So,
test user has a personal question. Did you ever have hair?
Yes.
I'd like to see a picture. So what are your thoughts on the game? I think that this was, well, just, I won't tell you mine. What were yours?
Good game. Don't know if that last penalty had to be called. Getting a little ticky-tack there at the end, but as McGuire says a lot, but I knew Kansas City would come back.
I don't mind the call. They would. Yeah, apparently people are saying that Terry Bradshaw's interview with Reed was bad. I didn't see it.
I didn't see it either.
I was on here. But I'll take your word for it.
I didn't hear it, I should say. By that time, music was playing.
That kind of call wasn't being called all night. And there weren't a lot of penalties. There were only 9 penalties in the game.
Can I say?
Yeah.
How was the game, Danny?
Hi, Bart.
It was beautiful, great game, but let them play, pal. Let them play. That was
wild. I agree.
Yeah.
Hey, you know what league won't have that BS officiating? The XFL next weekend.
Okay. It's going to be nuts next week, Matt. It really is.
I believe you.
It is going to be nuts. Live.
Price on Ice says, look, I'm not a big NFL guy, so feel free to correct me. If that penalty wasn't called, it's third down only because they could have sat in the field goal. I'm not following.
I think it would have been fourth down.
It would have been fourth down. They would have kicked the field goal.
Right.
And then we would have got a classic finish.
Yes.
I take Jake.
I'm here.
Hey, you left me a voicemail. I haven't played it yet. I'll play that tomorrow.
Oh, thanks, man. Can you guys hear me?
Yeah. Loud and clear.
All right, sweet.
Yeah, but you're on a little delay, so I'm going to stop talking and then make your points, and then I'm going to let you go.
Perfect. All right, so first things first, Basement Boys in full effect. It's good to be on the show. Secondly, I understand that was kind of a crappy call, but at the same time, it was just enough for me to be like, you know, it's not like it was completely unfounded. You know, people are acting like it was something out of nothing, and there was enough there. And I think one thing that really, really worked in their favor was Mahomes overthrowing that ball so much, because it almost exaggerated that contact even more so, or made it seem like it was more of a holdup than it really was. So it is unfortunate, because that was a great game. And, you know, everybody wants to shit on Kansas City right now, and I can't do it, because what an effort it took to come back from that. I thought it was going to be a blowout. So kudos to them. There's not really anybody on Kansas City I dislike, so I'm kind of glad they won. There's not really anybody on Philly that I dislike, other than somebody on Twitter made the same point. Fuck Philly fans. So, you know, that's where I'm at with that. So those are my points. I guess it's Jay Crowder season. That's all I really got. Thanks, guys.
Yeah.
Fuck Thanks, Philly Jake. Fans. We'll catch up later in the week. It's just a little bit delay.
Fuck Philly fans for booing during the Walter Payton Man of the Word, Man of the Year, and booing at his kids. Like, they even looked uncomfortable. Come on.
Yeah, I mean, I get you have a reputation to uphold, but
Who cares? It's the Super Bowl. Be a little more classier during that.
Poops Galore says they wanted Mahomes to win. See, I think there's just enough, like, there's just enough money to be made, or there's just enough to be made if Jalen Hurts and the Eagles win.
What's up with that headband?
I'm wearing a Kansas City Chiefs headband. You don't know this about me. I'm a diehard Chiefs fan.
I swear I saw on Twitter that your Twitter feed said go Eagles or go Birds.
Yeah, I said go Birds wearing this headband. I thought I was being funny. No one cared. I got this when I went. This was the giveaway when I went to the game. Not the last time they played where Jordan Love played, but the game before that.
Yep. The one where Rodgers played with no wide receivers.
Yeah.
And won.
Yeah. How about this tweet? I'm going to retweet this. Mahomes out here about to win his second ring on a bad ankle, and my quarterback in a cabin with no power somewhere smoking crack.
Oh.
My other tweet, it's got a few likes. I said, so many people have told me over the years a dynasty like the Patriots will never happen again. Meanwhile, a dynasty like the Patriots is happening again. I have another tweet. Worst Elon cameo since Iron Man 2. Elon was at the game with the head of Fox News. So that bodes well for the direction of Twitter.
Rupert Murdoch?
Yeah, they were in the same booth together. I think it's because I've watched too many Laker games this week, because I watched them break the record. Then I watched them play the Bucks, and then I watched on Saturday night against the Warriors. And then I watched the Super Bowl tonight. But like every night it's like, hey, look at the stars. Here's Floyd Mayweather. Here's Jay-Z. Like, what a life. These guys just spend the weekend going to the Grammys, spend the week in L.A., going to the Laker game, and then go to the Super Bowl.
Who doesn't like Rihanna, by the way? I heard that, obviously.
I mean, I think that, I don't know. Okay. People wanted her to, like, do more, but she's pregnant.
I know. I didn't know that either.
Well, no one did. And then she showed her baby bump.
Yeah,
and then everyone's
exactly.
Like,
exactly.
Everyone's like, is he pregnant? Is she pregnant? I mean, can we ask this question? Because, you know, you can never ask a woman that. And so a lot of guys Super Bowl parties across the country are thinking, can I ask people if I think Rihanna's pregnant? But you know what? I do, unfortunately, want to say that I thought her face was looking a little more full in promos this week, and I didn't say anything.
Well,
there's a tweet that I wanted to make that I didn't. I don't know why. It's not
what,
that bad. It's just two people that look like each other. When Kelsey's mom was sitting next to Roger Goodell and DeMar Hamlin. Kelsey's mom and DeMar Hamlin reminded me of that grandma and that kid that get together every Thanksgiving because of a missed
text. Oh, yes. I remember that. Yes.
That's what it looked like. But I didn't want to, like, I don't know.
You're fine.
I don't know what I can do or not do.
Someone will cancel you. Don't worry.
I tried to cancel Doug Russell because he said, why do you have a flyover when the roof is closed? The roof was open.
I canceled Doug Russell a long time ago.
Did you have a good audio of the commercials? Do you have any commercial hot take?
I was kind of not impressed with them this year. The Doritos one, yeah. The Miller one, you know, Miller got a commercial this year for the first time. So with the Blue Moon, you know, when it went to Blue Moon at the end. I haven't been impressed with them over the last couple of years. So
I think the problem with the commercials is they kind of do the same stuff all the time.
Yeah.
We don't need talking babies anymore.
No.
We don't need dancing animals anymore.
What was the what's the show with the
Rudy?
No, not Rudy. Oh. $1.99. Oh, is that going to me too?
Yeah, $4 you're up to.
Nice.
Matt liked the Elton John playing the triangle. Yeah,
the triangle, the Doritos triangle.
Jack Harlow, I thought was okay. Purple Lilac liked the commercial with John Travolta.
Yeah.
Your boy Horvat really screwed me with his Tony predictions. He had an overall good night, so I don't know if you picked and choose, but.
What did you think about that catch that I thought wasn't a catch?
Goddard?
I still don't think that he dragged his toe in.
I think if it's like 90% there, you just give it to him. Like 90 equals 100.
And this, what about this expedited review? Like, is that only a playoff thing or?
No, they do that now.
Okay. Like, cause I don't remember at all during the regular season.
Yeah. You like never think about it.
No, I guess not.
Breaking Bad commercial was good.
That's it. The Breaking Bad one. That was good. That was good too.
The Caddyshack thing, too much. Too much. They tried to. Tony Romo does not need to be in two commercials.
The Tubi commercial where they went, like, where it looked like they had an Apple TV or whatever. Everyone in the bar thought that they turned off the game.
I so bet that happened like, a lot.
What's going on?
Yeah, to watch Mr. and Mrs. Smith.
Yes.
I'll tell you what commercial, two commercials really hit me tonight. Two commercials. The Disney one almost made me cry.
Of course.
I mean, it was like, it's 100 years of magic. And I'm not a Disney guy. But we did watch Frozen 2 again this weekend. And Frozen 1. But my kid doesn't really watch Frozen 1. So he calls Frozen 1 the new one. And the second Jesus commercial. Where they were like showing people fighting at each other. Because yes. We do fight too much.
Yes, we do.
Yeah. So Disney, and I'm not a big Disney guy, and Jesus, I'm really not a big Jesus guy. But those two left the biggest impression on me.
Cone, if you want to say something, call in. Don't text me. He just called you a lib.
For what? Like in Disney?
The Disney.
Look, I just feel what I feel.
Get that paper bag cone, put it over your head, and call in.
I mean, I felt emotional during the Disney commercial, and the Jesus commercial spoke to me.
Well, God bless.
No.
Oh, he already called in?
Huh?
Cone already joined you? Oh, no. Earlier today.
He joined me earlier. Yeah. He joined me earlier today.
I guess he doesn't want to join you.
His bet was wrong. He said over 6.5 media members that would think Rihanna's halftime performance was too sexy. But the old whites didn't think it was sexy enough.
Wow. Yeah, she didn't really wear anything flashy. It was, again, she's pregnant, so.
Yeah. She's pregnant. I don't know if we wanted costume changes or, like I said, her doing backflips or...
Or whatever. Anyone to join her. I for sure thought someone would show up, but...
Yeah. I mean, but it was fine.
Yeah, I was okay with it. She sang, like, every freaking song. I caught myself.
She started with "bitch, better have my money."
I know.
The NFL don't pay these people.
No.
Now her downloads are going to go up, and like,
yes.
You know, it's the same reason I did Channel 12 with Dario.
I'm shocked she didn't sing her newest one, "Lift Me Up," right?
Tim, I got to be honest. I don't know any new music.
That's from the movie. Come on, someone help me out.
Tim, I got to be honest. I don't know any new movies.
Wakanda.
Oh, Black Panther.
Black Panther. Thank you.
Oh, what I did like is I saw this prop. It might have been on DraftKings, but it was how many commercials will have QR codes? and my mother-in-law is like, man, is every commercial going to have one of these codes? I have to, like, I want to watch the full Guardians trailer. I want to, this Flash trailer looks interesting. Then it was at one point, it was like 20 seconds of a QR code. I'm like, and it's for like a free NFT. Bitch, I don't need no NFTs. Pass me on that.
But no, I enjoyed the Super Bowl halftime show. It was good, dude.
Yeah, overall, this was a fun, good night.
And I will tell you one thing. If I was that high like her, I'd be shitting in my pants.
Mm-hmm.
So like, even she kind of looked at the end kind of like uncomfortable, like, all right, now what?
Tim, you're catching strays. Jason says, "Lift me up," what Tim told his right hand last night.
Yeah, okay, funny.
Zach says, "How much money for Tim to take a couple shots? I was waiting for Ponde replay." Ponde replay, da-da-da-da. I wanted 4 or 5 seconds. Da, da, da. And then here's a common thread of the comments tonight. Bucky, what kills me is the span of time it took Mahomes to win 2 versus Rodgers being to 1.
ESPN took 45 minutes to send out their way too early power rankings for 2023-2024.
Where are we?
I don't know. It literally just came out. It said, are the Chiefs, Eagles still on top? Where do the Cowboys land? We stack all 32 teams for next season.
Oh, okay. I'll look at that. Number 1, Chiefs. Number 2, Eagles. Number 3, Niners. Number 4, Cincy. Number 5, Bills. Number 6, Dallas. The Packers are number
13.
16.
Okay.
16. What do you think about Aaron Jones saying that Jordan Love could start right now?
I think that's what a lot of Packer players think and fans.
Oh, I think Aaron Jones is getting cut.
No, he's killed. If Jordan Love is the quarterback, Aaron Jones is coming back.
I would like to think so.
I can guarantee you that. Now someone will cut that and play it for me when he leaves. So.
I suppose. All right, I think that pretty much wraps up the Super Bowl. I want to save everything Bucks and all that other stuff for tomorrow's show. Oh, Giannis. Giannis was in a commercial.
Did I miss that?
He was in the Google Pixel commercial.
I thought I saw his face. I did.
Yeah, you're right. You did. He was in the commercial where they were editing out bad, like, they showed you all the good pictures, and then they showed what had to be edited out before that.
Okay.
And it's like, oh, family photo at the beach. Oh, there's a fat guy behind him. All this stuff. But Giannis is at the podium. He takes a picture of Tatum dunking on him. Edits out him. And the reporter goes, "What about that dunk?" And he goes, "I don't know what you mean."
I thought I saw that, yeah.
Yeah.
Interesting.
So this is why Giannis is the MVP. Because ain't no other superstar going to ever admit that they got dunked on, much less make a joke about it, much less find a way to profit off of it. I love iPhones. I'll never change. The connectivity with my Mac, I need it. But yeah, man, if one person can get me to get a Google Pixel, it is the Greek freak.
You can edit on iPhone now. You can take people out.
Yeah, but normally you can do stuff on the Googles and Samsung before you can do
it. I know. With the Google and Samsung, it's cool because they give you like a little tool that you can like I can trace around you. Like with the iPhone, you literally have to press on the person and then drag them out.
If I wasn't like such a Apple honk now. They make better phones. You could do more. The cameras are better.
Yeah.
But I'm in my bed. I'm in.
Well, I guess now we officially move on to Brewer season, right?
Yeah, I guess. What's the week looking like? I guess we're going to talk some Brewers.
XFL?
Yeah, Bucks play live after the Celtics on Valentine's Day, so my Valentine's date will be the YouTube audience.
Spent with you, Bart. You and me, Valentine's Day.
Yep. So that'll be good.
Is this coming up week, like going into All-Star week?
I'm going to let you have a second crack at that question.
Is it All-Star week next weekend? Thank you.
Jason says, do the new phones let you add people to the bar behind you?
Come on. The owner's right here.
How do I give Jason money?
He's right here.
How do I pay Jason?
What's the question?
Come on.
Tell him we had a nice crowd for the game.
Oh, he had a nice crowd for the game. He did.
Better crowd for the XFL.
Hey, Matt, the Super Bowl of NASCAR is next weekend, too. Lots going on next
week. You want to do a Daytona poster?
Yeah, we could. Daytona poster and a NBA All-Star game. Next Sunday.
Jason says Venmo. All right, yeah, that'll do it. Oh, hey, also coming up, I got big news. The website will be going live soon.
It's about time.
Thanks to my friends at Sun Ant Interactive. Well, it's not their fault. I have to give them more content.
I know it's not their fault. I know.
I have to give them more content. Do you want to know the bio that I wrote for you?
Oh, geez. I don't know if I do.
I'll tell you.
Hold on. Off air.
No, I'll tell you right now.
Okay, go.
Tim was a longtime employee for the Milwaukee Brewers in their game day operations. It's no coincidence that their front office has unraveled after he left. He is the backbone of whatever operation he is a part of, including this one. You might find Tim delivering your food or giving you a ride, as gig driving is one of his many passions. Unrelated, he was recently carjacked.
I hate you. But I like that, actually.
Well, I said nice things about you.
Real quickly before you go, I just want to
say. Yeah, I got to watch Next Level Chef. What?
I want to say congratulations to my niece and her basketball team. They are the sixth seed in the West region.
Menominee Falls girls, when do they play?
They will be playing their first home game next Friday, playoff game. So anyone in the Falls that wants to go see a good basketball team, they play Green Bay Southwest Friday night. If they win, then they get the winner of Kakana and somebody else.
They're making Green Bay drive to the Falls for a first-round matchup?
Yep.
Why?
That's it. That's who's in their region.
WIA is messed. They are messed. Chris wants a shout-out for Northwestern beating the piss out of Purdue tonight.
Yeah, number one team. Down again. By the way, my Badgers, terrible yesterday.
Yeah, are they done?
They might be. I mean,
Northwestern beats Purdue. We lose to Nebraska.
They have to win. They might have to win. They might have to win out.
Jeez.
Or this could be a true Big Ten tournament.
Samari says the Chiefs are what the Packers think they are. That is just yes. Like, I think I was a little light on it tonight, but I'm going to let it sink in. Yeah, like right now I'm more upset, like, shit, you know, the game ended on a dumb way, but I won $200 on a pool.
I think everyone wanted overtime. I really just want to see these new rules into effect.
I just want to see one more. I just didn't want to see it in a penalty. I don't like when games end when all a team has to do is run out the clock under 2 minutes. It's not fun.
I agree.
Plus, that's happened against us so many times.
Because you know I was gonna say 9 out of 10.
And I put my mortgage on Jerick McKinnon anytime score.
Yeah,
I'm just kidding.
As he slides down on the one.
Yeah. Oh, the people that had Kenneth Gainwell first touchdown score. Brutal. Jalen, did they give the MVP to Mahomes? I didn't see.
Yes.
I would have voted for Hurts.
Still?
Four touchdowns, three rushing.
Danny says you have to win the game. He's one of those baseball purists.
That's fine, but I'm going to say who is the most valuable player in that game?
Patrick Mahomes.
No, Jalen Hurts.
No. We can have this argument all night. If Hurts would have won again, he would have been
MVP. Brilliant stuff.
I didn't say it.
It's a shame Ken says that game ended on that penalty. The rest of the game was the best in the last 10 years. Exactly.
It was a phenomenal game.
That's true. Sucks.
A two-point conversion, and they made it. And yeah. Overtime would have been fun just to see the back and forth. That would have been fun for
sure.
So.
All right. Well, I am going to, like I said, watch Next Level Chef.
Enjoy.
And Fox 6 News at 10. My friend Jenna Sachs has a report about Airbnbs I need to see.
Okay. I am going to be here at McGuire's. Hey, when are you doing a national radio show next? Saturday?
Saturday.
All right.
11 to 4 Central. Not on WSSP. They run BetQL.
No, and I will complain and bitch about that again. Then Sparky will text me and tell me to stop.
Appreciate it.
I just want to hear Bart. All right.
I'm out.
Goodbye.
Thanks, guys. We'll be back. New show on Tuesday morning. This is Monday morning show. And then live Bucks Tuesday Celtics. Night after Bucks Celtics. So all of you, I'll be your Valentine's Day date with Tim Shea.
Love you.
Have a good one. Sue?
If you only have a 401k, you're not getting the most for retirement.
Wait, what?
Add a Robinhood IRA on top, then they'll boost it by 3%.
You can do that?
And if you transfer in any retirement account, you get 3% on top of that.
Is there a limit to the match?
No limit. Robinhood Gold gets you the biggest contribution match of any IRA on the market. Sign up for Robinhood Gold at Robinhood.com/boost by April 30th. Subscription fees apply.
Investing involves risk. 3% match requires gold for 1 year from first match. Must keep IRA for 5 years. Match on transfers subject to additional terms and conditions. Robinhood Financial LLC. Member SIPC.